Starting next month, people who have been waiting to enter the U.S. from Canada and Mexico will be allowed to cross into the U.S. by showing they're fully vaccinated. That means two doses of Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, or one dose of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Other vaccines approved by the World Health Organization, like AstraZeneca, will also be accepted. But authorities are still pondering whether those vaccinated with two different vaccines are acceptable. So what do we know about the efficacy of mixing up vaccines? Helen Branswell joins us now. She's with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, welcome back.
Hi, Tanya.
Helen, just how many people have gotten mismatched vaccines and why?
Well, in the United States, not that many. Early on, you might recall when supply was really scarce, the CDC said that if somebody was due to get their booster shot and there wasn't the appropriate vaccine available, that another vaccine could be used.
I see. What's the effectiveness of those who have gotten the mix and match vaccines?
Well, so we're not 100% clear. There are going to be data that are going to come out this week from the National Institutes of Health. Typically in immunology, though, it's thought that using different vaccinations could give you a broader immune response, that it might, the differences between the vaccines might activate different things in your immune system so that you might have more antibodies or a broader set of antibodies. But, you know, this is an area that is still being explored.
Are there any side effects to mixing and matching that we don't see when folks have the same vaccine?
So Oxford University has been doing some trials on mixing and matching, and one of the arms of that trial looked at what's called reactogenicity, how bad the side effects are. The COVID vaccines on their own are quite reactogenic. A lot of people who get them know they've had a vaccine. You know, they have a sore arm, they feel malaise, they may be very tired, they may have a fever even for a short period of time. The evidence so far suggests that when you mix vaccines, that they may be even more reactogenic, that those short-term side effects might be even a little bit higher. But these are things that, you know, resolve themselves fairly quickly and aren't dangerous. They're just, you know, short-term unpleasantness.
Helen, I want to ask you about something else. So the U.S. has more vaccine than it can use, so it wouldn't need to mix and match them out necessarily. But could mixing have other benefits?
You're right. The country has enough vaccine to give everybody a full series of the same type of vaccine and even boosters from their original series. But you might get a broader immune response. You might get what's called a more durable immune response, an immune response that might last longer than the one that you would get from just getting, you know, a series of the same vaccines.
Got it. Later this week, the FDA will hear the results of a mix and match trial. What will you be watching for?
I'll be watching to see if they see any kinds of differences between the two mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, or if they effectively work pretty much the same way and are almost interchangeable. I'll also be looking to see whether or not the data give us a sense of whether people who've had the one-dose J&J vaccine would be better off getting a second vaccine from J&J, or if it might be to their advantage to get an mRNA vaccine as a booster shot.
That's reporter Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT. Thank you so much.
Thank you.